Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamis Sarivav Mabez. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, Benteshishanim Yoyim Echot Shabal Yivimtai. If you have a 9-year-old, Shimon is Miabe Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon's only 9. Va'achar Yachbal Le'achiv Shu Benteshishanim Yoyim Echot. And then Levi is also a 9-year-old, is also together with Mrs. Reuven. So then Paisol Yada, he passes Mrs. Reuven to Shimon. He passes, it's like Maimer Acher Maimer. Reb Shimon Maimer Loi Paisel. Reb Shimon says, no, it doesn't pass. Benteshishanim Yoyim Echot Shabal Yivimtai. Now in the case where there's only one Yavam. One Yavam, but two Yavamais. Reuven had two wives. There's Mrs. Reuven 1 and Mrs. Reuven 2. And Mrs. Reuven dies, so now they fall to Shimon. Shimon's a 9-year-old. And Shimon is Miyabe, Mrs. Reuven 1. V'achar Gachbal Tsarasa, and then he's Miyabe, Mrs. Reuven 2. So Paisa de Atzmai. So now he makes them both Asar Tem. It's like Maimer Acher Maimer in the case of two Yavamais and one Yavam. Reb Shimon Aimer Lai Paisa. Reb Shimon said that no, it doesn't pass. And the Gemara explains that Tanya went to the Bright Sam Ram Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said to the Tanakama, to the Chachamim, he said, if the first bia counts as a real bia, so then the second one doesn't have a place. And if the first bia is not a bia, so then bia shniya nami ain't a bia. So then the second one also shouldn't affect anything because the bia is obviously not a bia. So therefore, mimanafshach, there's no reason why Shimon should be aser to the yivama. Now says the Gemara that mestisa doli ke ben azay. Our Mishnah, which says that there's like yibum achar yibum by a benteisha, which is like maimer v'gadol, which is basically the same thing as saying that there's maimer achar maimer, and it doesn't differentiate between one yavam and two yavamais, or one yavama and two yavamin, so it's not like ben azay. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, ben azay aimer yesh maimer achar maimer b'shnei yavam v'yavam achas, b'maimer achar maimer b'shnei yavam v'yavam echad. He differentiated between the two, and our Mishnah, which doesn't differentiate, so that's not like ben azay. Says the Mishnah writer now, here you have Shimon is a 9-year-old, is Miyabi Mrs. Reuven, and then he dies. And now Mrs. Reuven falls to Levi. So now she has a Zika from Reuven. She also has like a mix of Zika from Shimon, because Shimon is a 9-year-old was Boiler, that's like Maimer Vagadol. So that's like a Zika Shnei Yavamin. So Levi performs Chalitza, and he does not perform Yibam. Nasa Ishu Meis, new halacha. Stan, you have a 9-year-old who gets married, and then he dies without any children. Arizubitura, his wife is Pater from Yibam, because it's not really a marriage. A new halacha, similar to the first case. Here you have a Benteisha Shana V'Yemechot Shabal Yevimtai. Same idea, Reuven died, and Shimon, who's a 9-year-old, goes and is Miyabi Mrs. Reuven. And then he also, as a gadol, when he becomes a mitzvah, he marries a new wife of Mrs. Shimon. So now he has a maimer to Mrs. Reuven, and now he's fully married to Mrs. Shimon. And he dies. Assuming that he never had bia with Mrs. Reuven as a gadol, so he only had that bia as a benteisha, which was like a maimer. So harishayna chalatzis lemis yavemes. So Mrs. Reuven is a zika shnei yavamin. Her din is chalatzis lemis yavemes. Vahashnia chalatzis lemis yavemes. Whereas Mrs. Shimon, Levi could even be miyabimer because she only has a zika yavamecha. Reb Shimon aimer miyabim leizu shiyarta vechalitz lashnia. Reb Shimon says that no, he could even do yibam with Mrs. Reuven because he doesn't. Reb Shimon doesn't hold to the concept of zika. The Gemara points out, the Mishnah points out like a disclaimer, all the halachas that we've said until now about a 9-year-old, they're true bein if it's a 9-year-old or even a 20-year-old who doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. The point is that he has to be at least 9 years old, that his bia should be considered a bia, and that is also still a katan, so he could be a katan because he's not yet bar mitzvah, he could be a katan because he's not yet, he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, even if he's 20 years old. But either way, all of these halachas are true. Now, Amar Rava points out that Hada Amar Rabban Zika Shnei Yavamin Michlat Chalzo Yavumi La Miyavma. The whole idea that by the din is, but when you have a lady with a Zika Shnei Yavamin, the din is you do Chalitza but not Yibam. Like Teima Hichadika Tzara. Don't think that that's true only in the case where Shimon has another wife. Where besides having done Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, Shimon also has another wife. And the reason you might think that the halacha is true dafk in such a case is Dika Lemigzar Mishum Tzara. Is because in such a case, if we allow Levi to be Miyabin both of them, to be Miyabin Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, which technically he could because they're coming from two different batim, if we would allow that, it's exera midnu ikal migzar mishum tsara. People might think that in the case where Shimon actually has two wives, so you could be miyab in both of them because it looks like over here they're both falling from Shimon. People don't realize that no, really Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven. So but there's malchut to make exera in such a case. You might think that the whole concept of zika shnei yavamin is dafka in such a case. But says Rambam, that's not true. The hacha lekat tsara michlat chalzo yivim lemiyavma, because in the case of our Mishnah, there's no tzara in the first case of the Mishnah, and Apopike in the Mishnah says to do chalitza, not yiba. Nasa Isha Umeis Vechulu. We said that in Stam, in general, if you have a 9-year-old who marries a woman and dies, so there's no Yibam. Tanin Lahad Tan Rabbanan Shayt Vekatan Shnasu Umeis Vinashasem Paturis Benachalitsu Min Yibam. It's exactly like that which we learned in the Braisa, that who had been by a Shayta or a Katan that got married, so their wives do not fall to Yibam because that marriage is not really a marriage. Now, going to the next case of the Mishnah, it said Bentesha Mishahigdil Vechulu, that if you have the 9-year-old Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, and then as a gadol he marries Mrs. Shimon, and he never went back to live with Mrs. Reuven, so now Mrs. Reuven has a zikah shnei yavamin, and Mrs. Shimon has a zikah yavam echad. So according to the Tanakama, Mrs. Reuven, you have to do chalitza because she has a zikah shnei yavamin. But Mrs. Shimon, she only has a zikah yavam echad, so Levi could even be miyabim her. Now we had in Perek Arba'achin that when it comes to Maimer, if Shimon does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon also has another wife, Mrs. Shimon, so not only is Levi not allowed to be Miyabi Mrs. Reuven, he's also not allowed to be Miyabi Mrs. Shimon. So ask the Gemara, in our case, we're talking about the Katan, a Bentesha, does Bia, the Yasu Bia's Bentesha, can Maimer be Gadol? Why don't we say that his Bia is like Maimer of a Gadol? V'titchatzar, Miyibam, and even Mrs. Shimon should be Asar from Yibam. So says the Gemara, Amarav, Yasu Bia's Bentesha, can Maimer be Gadol? Because it didn't Mamish make a Bia's Bentesha, can Maimer be Gadol. This is where we find a manifestation of a little bit of a distinction between the two. Ushmul Amar Asu V'Asu. No, they Mamish made Bias Bantesha Kamaimer V'Gadol V'Chinam Rab Yechnan Asu V'Asu. So ask the Gemara, if they were Mamish Asu, so then V'Yasu, so then do it over here as well. Why don't we say that Levi is Asur to be Miyabe Mrs. Shimon? So says the Gemara Tanahi, because this that you're assuming and you're getting from Perek Arba Achin, and in such a case by Maimer, so that Levi is not allowed to be Miyabe Mrs. Shimon, it's not so pashut. That's good for the Machlaikas over here. Hach Tanah Deb Arba Achin Gazu Mishum Tzara. The Tan of Arba Achin holds that the whole concept of Zika Shnei Yavamin is Exeter Mishum Tzara, and Huadin the Tzara, Huadin Mrs. Shimon. We don't want Levi performing even with Mrs. Shimon. Vashminim Begadol Huadin Mekata. And really, even though we said it about a Gadol, Huadin by a Kata and a Bias Ventesha, the halacha would be exactly the same, that Levi would not be allowed to perform Yibam with Mrs. Shimon. Vaidamar Gadol, that which the Tana over there spoke about the Gadol is Mishum Debegadol Kai, is because the parak was talking about the Gadol. Vaidana Dehachasfer Le Asu Vulei Gazer Mishum Tzara. Whereas the Tana by us holds a note, the din of Zika Shnei Yavamin is Tambin, the din that there's no Yibam when you have an Esha Shnei Mesim. But over here, that's a din that's going to affect Mrs. Reuven. It's not going to affect Mrs. Shimon. And since it's not going to affect Mrs. Shimon, so Levi can be Miyabi Mr. Shimon, Vashminim Bekatan Vruadim Begadol. Even by Gadol performing Maimer, the halach would be exactly the same. Vaidikamer Bekatan, the Bekatan Kai. The reason why he spoke about a Katan is because our Perek is talking about a Katan. But really, Vruadim by a Gadol. Now says the Gemara that Azar Belazar Amr Lishmaitse be Midrasha of Le Amr Shvid Rabbi Yechna. That when Rabbi Elazar went to the base Medrash, he said over this halacha that Asu Basu from Rabbi Yechnan, but he didn't quote Rabbi Yechnan. So Shem Rabbi Yechnan and Ikbat. When Rabbi Yechnan heard about this, that Rabbi Elazar was saying things from him but not quoting him, he got upset. So Ula Gabi Rabbi Ravasi. Rabbi and Ravasi went to Rabbi Yechnan to try to be Miyashiv his das. And the Amrulay, they said to him that Loikachaya Maisa is Knesset Shal Tveria. Look at the story that happened in Tveria because of Kas. But Negar Shesh Brosha Glushtrash and Nechugubai Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yaisi were arguing about the muksa status of a neger sheish b'roish u'glustra, of some sort of lock, a door lock that had on the top of the peg of the lock glustra, a ball. And the shaila was if it's muksa. Ach karu sefer Torah v'chamasan, and it got so heated that they tore a sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, karu salkadaitach. That makes it sound like they did it b'mezid. Says the Gemara, no, el eima. It happened by mistake, a Torah was torn. Now, Vayisham Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma, Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma was there in Amar, and he commented that Tamei Anim, Lo Yiyah Beis HaKnesses, Zu Avedis Kochavim. I would be surprised if this shul doesn't turn into a base of a desire because of the Kas. V'chein Havan, that's what happened. So you see what Kas does, so you shouldn't have Kas on Rabbi Lazar. Hadr Ikbat Fei, Rabbi Yechna got even more upset. Amar Chavrusa Nami. Now you're making Rabbi Lazar into my Chavrusa. Over there was because they were Chavrusas. They shouldn't have had such cast as Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yaisi. But to me, Rabbi Lazar is not my Chavrusa. He's my Talmud. Well, you're making Rabbi Lazar into my Chavrusa. And he got even more upset. Ulegabi Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi went to Rabbi Yechna and Amar Lein. He said to him, it says in the Torah, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe Abdu. I can see the Moshe say Yeshua Vachin. Asi Yeshua Lo Heiser Davim. Because Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. That Yeshua was an exact representation of Torah's Moshe. He didn't remove anything. You think that every time Yeshua spoke to Klal Yisrael, he said, oh, this is what I heard from Maisha? There's no need for that. Everybody knew that he was just reflecting and saying over Teres Maisha. So says Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi, Afer Belazar Tamidcha, you also Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar, with regard to Rabbi Lazar Yotamid, Yoishu V'dayrish Stam, when he dares in Stam, I call Yoidin Kishalachai, everybody knows that he's your Talmud and everything he's saying, Menestam is coming from you. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan said to the rest of them, Mibnei Ma'iyatim Yoidim Lafayis Kevin Idi Chavareinu, that you should learn, how come you don't know how to appease like Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi? Look how well he just appeased me. Now says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Kapit Kuli Hai. Now what's the pshat that he got so upset that Rabbi Lazar wasn't quoting him? Says the Gemara, Damar Vidam Arav, my Dichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk that David HaMelech says, Agura Ba'olcha Ilamim, I want to live in your tent for worlds, Ilamim, two worlds, Uchiafshalu Adam Lagar Vishne Ilamim, is it possible for a person to live in Ilam Hazay and Ilam Haba at the same time? El Amar David Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, David said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yiratzon Sheyomer David Shmo Mipi, by Ilam Hazay, I want it to be that even after I die, even when I'm in Ilam Haba, people should quote things for me in Ilam Hazay. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Rashbi, that Kol Tam Chacham Sheyomer David Shmo Mipi by Ilam Hazay, Sif Seis Adayvis Bekever, that when people quote you, even after you're not alive anymore, so your lips move in the kever. So I want it to be that people should quote me and my lips should move in the kever. That's why Rabbi Yochanan got upset that Rabbi Lazar wasn't quoting him. He was concerned that this would take away from his, after he dies, from his Sifsei Sodaivis bekever. And says the Gemara on that note, a few more lines, Amar Yitzchak ben Zira, Vitem Rashim ben Zira, Maikra, what's the pasuk? What's the makar? It says, V'chikech kiyayin atayv, haylech l'doidi l'misharim, doiviv sifsei yishenim, kekumar shel anavim. It says that it's like a kumar shel anavim, this that's the sifsei yishenim. It's like a kumar shel anavim. It's like a grapes being waited that are waiting to be pressed. They're starting to get all soft. When those grapes are there, you just even touch it with your finger, immediately juice starts to flow. So to a Talmud Chacham who's not alive anymore, but when he's quoted, so then it's like putting your finger against the mouth where his lips will start to just ooze out Torah. It's if they say him Davis Bekeverts, which is a tremendous Hanah.